We're going to deal with Money Cometh Miracle Harvest. The miracle harvest that Money Cometh will bring to pass, all right? Yes, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm going to tell you two things about sowing in this facet that I believe will be a blessing to you. I want to read 1 through 7 in the second chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Starting at verse 1. Now, in the contents of this reading, we'll find people who have, number one, grace to sow. We'll find people who are sowing by inspiration, and we'll find people who are sowing prophetically. Those three things you want to remember. You have to have grace to sow. And then you have to have, I'll give you a scripture about the inspiration to sow, and then money cometh sowing is prophetical because it coming on the scene with a prophetic word, money cometh, but the sowing on the altar, every time people sow on the altar, they're prophesying financially to finances. And that's the way God establishes. You got a word from God on that. Here, we're not talking about amount. It's another thing that you have to understand about sowing. Amount begins, amount changes. Do you understand that language? Amount, you begin at a certain amount. You may be literally to a degree broke when you stop and just have enough to sow. And sometimes when you sow, you feel it hurt because you think you needed to put it somewhere else. But that's all in training. So you start at a low degree, but then you end up totally free financially. And so this, I love the 8th and 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians when it talks about sowing. Here's the first verse. Moreover, brethren, we do you the witness, the word wit mean witness, of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, we know, I'll tell you ahead of time, that grace is the grace of sowing. And so there's another word is exchangeable with grace called favor. So sowing is a favor from God to me. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, sowing is a favor. And sowing is a favor that cannot be stopped. See, God gave us that favor. God gave us a way to overpower the system.
Yeah, that's
right. Sowing takes me out of the system.
Yes, sir.
Sowing take my finances out of man's hand.
Yes, sir. See
that? So it's tell us what this grace God bestowed upon, and it tell you what it bring to pass. And the second verse says, how that in great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their... It don't sound right. Look at that second verse. It'll mess you up. You see, listen. But it's trying to show you the crippling factors going to be there when you begin. The hindrance factor is going to be there when you begin, but he's trying to show you that grace is going to hold you while you're going through that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Look at these people. How that in great trial of affliction, it doesn't even sound right, the abundance of their joy. Affliction and abundant joy? See, the reason some people can't sow, they haven't seen it yet. They're sowing physically. They're sowing mentally. And it hurt them every time they sow.
Yes, sir.
Because the grace is not there. Here, these people running short. You see, I mean, you were great trial. Great trial. They're talking about through great trials in their finances.
Yes, sir.
Great trial of affliction, but then it's flipped. The abundance of their joy. Then it says, and their deep poverty, mm-hmm. Not poverty, deep poverty.
Yes,
and you thought you was broke. Deep poverty are bonded unto the riches of their liberality. What happened in this second verse? I'm stuck. I mean, I got a lot of things, but what happened here? This verse is getting a hold of me this morning. How it looked like it's not significant what you're doing, but it's the very shifting from the natural to the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Look at this verse again. How that in great trial, because I want to minister to some people who think they can't sow. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to look like that.
Yes, sir.
That's what it looked like when I started.
Yes, sir.
But you got to make up a faith mind. Mm-hmm. You got to get your faith lined up and listen to this. I'm going to sow my way out of this. Sowing is so important. Yes. And see, I'm stuck on it. How that in a great trial of affliction, you hear these crybaby souls. The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty are bonded unto what? The riches of their liberality. They were liberal, broke. Whatever they had, they was liberal with it. You gotta be liberated the soul.
Yes, sir.
From your bills and from your situation and from how much you got coming in. You can't look at that. That grace have to liberate you to become a bona fide sower. I'm going to sow no matter what happened.
Yes, sir.
And God ever see that, boy, I'm telling you. Notice the third verse. For to their power, I bear record. Yeah, and beyond their power, see, they're willing of themselves. Willing to sow. You see that? For to their power, I bear record yet beyond their power. They were willing of themselves. I didn't want to get stuck there, but praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry unto the saint. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first give of their own selves. That's what got to happen for you to sow to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desire Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. So it's a passable grace, isn't it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, many people trying to sow, but they don't have the grace to sow.
Yes, sir.
But this morning, the grace is going to get on.
Yeah,
all right, you follow me? Now, I really want to look at this seventh verse. I'll read to the seventh verse. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence. You got so many people doing all this, not sowing. And in your love to us, see, now notice what that last statement said, that ye abound in this grace also. What grace?
Sowing grace.
Sowing grace.
Yes, sir.
See, some people abound in everything. They sing in the choir.
Yes,
they dance. They prophesy. They read the scriptures. They pray. So Paul is calling them on the carpet and said, listen, y'all can do all that, but you're not going to flourish unless you abound in this grace also.
Yes, sir.
Look at Job 32:8. Let's try to pick up some things that are very important that all of your lambness in your sowing can be healed this morning. And that you can get in a position that you enjoy the soul, and then you begin to see benefits come back that you can't keep up with.
Yes, sir.
But there's a spirit in man, Job 32:8. But there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. To soul, you're going to have to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. There's an inspiration that comes to one to sow. Sometimes you cannot sow based on feeling.
Right.
Now, here's another one. Here's a major one the Holy Spirit just bring up in me. You cannot, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You cannot sow by facts.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's right.
Because really, facts saying you're not able to sow. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that inspiration, you're inspired When I think about inspiration, I think about God breathing in you. And God put his life in you to sow.
Yes, sir.
And you're sowing by faith, and you're sowing by trust in him, because you really can't sow mentally.
Right.
You really, sense-wise, sowing don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Brother Cap going home to be with the Lord, but there's a part in a prophecy that Gloria Copeland gave unto me, and I know it by divine direction of the Holy Ghost. And I just want to read this little part to you. He said, But it shall be, said the Lord, and the word of the Lord shall rise within men. The word of the Lord have to rise up in you for you to be a sower. You're going to see in a minute. The word, see, the only thing that can make you a bona fide sower is that the word has risen up in you by revelation. In other words, sowing has to be revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
Sowing has to be revealed to you. Sowing is not a physical man or a physical woman to take your hand and train you how to sow. It has to be revealed to you.
Right.
By the Holy Spirit, by God. All right? Yes. Now look what it says in his prophecy. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men, men of God of low esteem in the financial world. That's almost the whole church. Hmm. You know, I got some of us got our house paid off through hard trials and tribulations. You know. And you know, some people are proud of that. They got their house paid off, but they're 95 years old. Hmm. See. That wasn't that. You should have it paid off all that time. But I'm talking about now.
Now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about supernatural happening by God. All right, listen at it. I'll read it 95 times. Listen at it. But it shall be, said the Lord, and this is a prophecy. And let me say before I read it, not only inspirational sowing, but with money cometh, as well as with the scriptures, is prophetical. You seeds that prophesy, you see seed that is, those seeds that they're prophesying a supernatural harvest. Seeds are designed to prophesy.
Yes, sir.
And you have to understand that they're prophetic seeds. They're not, oh my goodness, Lord, thank you. The difference between a precious seed and a prophetic seed. See, it, not precious, you've been under pressure. And because of not understanding what I'm teaching to a large degree, there's a lot of pressure offering going on.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. They're trying to receive an offering. But the people are supposed to be releasing the offering. Good God Almighty, you're preaching Deuteronomy. Pat myself on the back. See the people are anointing that they can the soul. Like on the line there, these people are ready to sow. I don't have to talk to them, try to con them. They know the benefits. So their seeds, you have no idea how much online these people sow on the altar. Thousands of dollars. On the altar, yes, online.
Yes, sir.
That's somebody trained.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Tens of thousands online.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Wow.
Because they know their seed is prophesying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To their future harvest,
yes,
to their future financial status.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Find anywhere in the world, because I want to show you that God sent me. Anywhere in the world, people sowing seeds, that many seeds, online, they're pushing a button to say altar.
Right.
Then after they sow the altar, they sow another seed for the offering.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Thousands, tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No budget. Don't have no budget. Listen. Because I want you to hear this, because there's a shifting in the atmosphere. There are those who listen. I believe that the Holy Spirit going to release the favor of sowing on you. Uh-huh. Man, I love that. Sowing is a favor from God. Now, see, with pressure sowing, P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E, when pressure is on you, it's not grace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's right.
It's grabbing.
Yes, sir.
And because of a lack of connection, a lack of understanding, not accepting the people who God have sent with the revelation and the anointing and the impartation, there's a lot of hustling going on.
Yes, sir.
See,
yep.
But when people says, you can set you and don't give if you don't want, you all right, just keep listening. Mm-hmm. The ministry not going to go under, just keep listening. You can come back the next day, don't give them nothing. Just watch them other people so, but just rest your nerve.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
No pressure.
Right. No pressure. Right.
Now, listen to me good now, because I'm not too good in English. Sowing is precious.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a precious gift from God.
That's right.
It's a precious grace.
Hallelujah.
That is given us to sow our way out of the system.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Sowing is not warfare. Sowing is warfare.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is a revelation that you have won all financial battles the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now notice this again. Let me try to read. I'm trying to read this prophecy because I got to go on. I got to give you some principles. Write down money coming sowing. Money coming sowing. Write this thought down. I'll go back to the prophecy in a minute. God's kingdom is a seed kingdom. The whole kingdom of God, the whole structure of God is built on a seed. I mean, you look at scriptures like Genesis 8:22, talk about seed time and harvest. You see, you look in the first chapter, he said he'd give you seed. He talk about his son coming, he called his son a seed. In Genesis 3:15, he called him a seed. See, that the whole system is built on seed, because no one can control a seed once it get in the soil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's a naturally it's a stupefying matter in the natural. So and so Satan known it, he wouldn't have crucified the seed. The seed brought the harvest. So the satanic kingdom don't understand seed. They think you stupid because they can't believe God like you can believe God. You see what I'm saying? So they think you.
Come on.
So if you had faith as a seed, the seed prophesied to your harvest. Listen, satanic forces cannot stop a seed sown in Jesus' name, for it has, I'm going to read this again, resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I want to talk to you now. Listen, I want you to listen to this. Oh, yeah, I want you to listen to this. Satanic forces, see, the seed bears the revelation of the cross.
Wow. Yes, sir.
The seed is you dying to one form of finance.
Yep.
That the real finances can rise up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
That's a good Lord.
Yep.
So the seed is you dying on the cross.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Financially.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all don't want me to preach up in here.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, when you sow a seed, you've been crucified.
Yes.
Now let me read the statement again. Let me read the statement again because you could get a revelation of the statement. It's a powerful statement. Let me find it again. I got to find it. Satanic forces couldn't stop Jesus on the cross. They thought they had him, but he was exactly where he wanted to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan thinks he got you locked down in the financial level. You've been on that level for 25 years. But this morning you're learning revelation that I'm just being crucified now, and there's a resurrection coming, but I got to sow my seed.
Yes,
so that seed can resurrect in another status, another level, another condition.
Yes,
woo, glory to God. Somebody about to resurrect.
Yes, sir.
In their finances.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about financial resurrection. Whoa, Jesus. We're talking about the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead,
yes,
raised in your finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who see it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That is so powerful.
Yes.
You sowed. You already have sown some seed. They're in the grave.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
But they can't stay there because God's word is on it, so those seeds going to have to resurrect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But they won't come back the same way they went in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who see it?
Yes,
I see it. Yes, sir.
Who see it?
I see it.
I want to shout right now. You know that? Because I see the revelation that the seed, when I sow a seed, I'm dying to what I have.
Yes.
I'm dying to the level what you're on.
Yes, sir.
But they've got to come. Let me read it to you so you can write it down just like you got it.
Yes, sir.
Let me go back. Satanic forces cannot stop a seed sown in Jesus' name, for it has resurrection power.
Yes, yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow. Now, sit down. I want you to get this. Money cometh. Say money coming.
Money coming.
Now listen very carefully. Is activated by money seed that is sown cheerfully.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
If a seed sown and not sown cheerfully, it's not going to resurrect.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Because you didn't sow it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You know you can put money on his altar and you didn't sow it?
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
You didn't sow it.
Come on, Pop.
You're just showing off, or you're just under the pressure of the crowd.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on, sir.
You're giving under pressure.
Yes, sir.
You're not giving because it's precious.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Matter, a lot of time, you're mad with the one you're giving it to.
Oh,
wow.
Come on, bro.
Sheesh.
Oh.
That is sad.
Yes, sir.
And nothing coming back. Have you ever seen a person sowing a seed, sad and mad, pretending to be happy? I've seen it.
Yes, sir.
I look at a person right now and say, they ain't sowing a seed. That's it. Because they just as mad as they can be. They want to cuss somebody out.
Yep.
But thank God. Thank God, Columbus Christian Center. Thank God I know thousands of cheerful souls.
Thank God. Yes, sir.
And many have broken out of lack and fear.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Thousands of them. I know thousands of them come out. Ooh, my goodness. When you sow your seed, understanding this, the miracle harvest just keep on coming. In the prophetic word, money cometh, God sent sowing with it. You got that?
Yes, sir.
To fulfill his divine plan, to release miracle harvest that no one can stop. See, when I got the revelation, I didn't know it. Sowing came with it.
Yes, sir.
So money cometh does not work by just saying it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
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 Right. Right.
See, you activated it. It came together. Yeah. See, I didn't know people started coming to the altar. I didn't know that the church hadn't seen that. Now there's a scripture. There's a scripture I want to show you. In fear and trembling, I'm going to show it to you because people get scared. Look at Acts 4:37. People get afraid when they see something like this. Say, what? But this altar song is not new to the church.
Yes, sir.
It's not new to the church. I mean, to the real church, the Book of Acts church.
Right.
Having land, sold it, and brought the money.
Uh-huh.
What did they do with it?
The
boy, I got some people upset now. Oh, Jesus. He trying to get people to lay money at his feet. No, I don't have to try to get people to lay money. People have been laying money at my feet for 20-something years.
Right.
But they're getting results.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
If I tell you some of the results, you'll be upset because you're so stupid and sit back there and watch them and laugh. Those people have passed you up.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Now notice this. Turn to Genesis 1:29. Money comes as a seed time and harvest revelation. Look at Genesis 1:29. God said, behold, I've given you every herb, barren seed. You see that? Barren seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Barren seed, yielding seed. Barren seed, yielding seed. See, because he knew that there's going to be a need of seed.
Yes, sir.
Money coming sown is not normal to the church as of yet. But it is the revelation, listen, and demonstration of God's divine plan. It is a sowing grace the church had never seen before.
Yes, sir.
We're back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 7, where it says, learn this grace also. Mm-hmm. It's a grace.
Yes, sir.
It's an anointing. Money coming sowing is a God-given seed and instruction. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians chapter 9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 9. God, I like that money comes is activated by money seed that is sown cheerfully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 and 11, seeds that come with instruction. You know, I think I listened to it last night, but two times already, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, I feed on what the Holy Ghost teach through me.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes.
Say hallelujah two times.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You coming out?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. See, seed, thank you, Holy Ghost, get the system off your back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Seed clear up all welfare mentality. It move you from under the jurisdiction of natural government.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And no one can tell you how to live or how good you can live because God, the Abrahamic anointing come upon you. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, the Bible talks about acquaint yourself with God. When you acquaint yourself with God in the aspect of that he wants you to sow, is God's secret that the natural man can't catch.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is a divine secret. And yeah, and then men try to understand sowing from the surface, you can't.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Sowing from the surface, Jesus died on the cross, looks silly.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes, sir.
But it was a supreme act of God.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So every time you sow, you're sowing Jesus died on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah.
I want to get back to that. You see, I never seen that before. But you're sowing what look like is dead. I'm not going to see this money no more. Now, see, I see all them hundreds. I know who sold that. Jeremiah. Got it from his daddy. On the altar, I'm looking here. I've got a roll of $100 bill. That came out of Jeremiah's hand. Why, them other people here? No, that came out of Jeremiah's hand.
Yes, sir.
Because he was trained by a sower.
Yes, sir.
It made a lot of people mad.
Yes, sir.
And his son now rising higher than men, 90 years old. I mean, you know, I'm trying to stretch it, you know. Been in ministry, his son, he caught on to it. See that song? Man, that song is powerful, man.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, my yes, goodness. I know what they've done in my life. I've seen a lot of my sons have called me and testified.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Song. Why, I told you, Tony? Now, he that ministers seed to the soil, minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your right. Go back. He that ministered seed to the soul. I remember in preaching on Revelation about that, that word ministered. Mm-hmm. See, seed does not come without instruction.
Yes, sir.
He ministers seed to the soul. He don't minister seed to the non-soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the reason some people are struggling for a seed, they're not soul.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh. Some people, because they're not sowers, they think they supplement. I don't know what they think they did, but they're not sowers because he ministers seed to the soil.
Yes.
So the pressure's not on you, really. These people had a grace. They have a grace to sow.
Yes, sir.
Not a space, a grace.
Grace. Yes, sir.
You mean 10 and 11 verse, right? You mark them down. I'm going to the next thing. Miracle sowing, what I said?
Miracle sowing.
Is a lifestyle of sowing given by the Holy Ghost. Miracle sowing.
Miracle
sowing is a lifestyle song of sowing given by the Holy Ghost. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians. Let's go back over that. That's why I like them two chapters. 9. 2 Corinthians 9. And I started at verse 5. Under that statement, miracle sowing is a lifestyle of sowing given by the Holy Ghost. Now, he ministered seed to you, remember?
Right. Uh-huh.
And he gave instruction, all right? Therefore, 2 Corinthians 9, 5, therefore I thought it necessary to exalt the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty. Now that's what LTMA do. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see, some of the brethren get upset, but this is scripture.
Right.
Go ahead and read it. Wherefore you had not noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. Whoa. You see, when this came in the body of Christ of giving bountifully, it's a training period.
Yes, sir.
Look back. I wish you meditate this verse. You see, it said, get it ready. Get ready. We're going to sow big.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, we sowed last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Who is the greater benefactor? The sower. Not the receiver.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It looked odd. It said, man, it don't make sense. No. See, you trying to get where the receiver at.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
The receiver have done what you doing.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
That's why the receiver is where they are,
right.
Because they did what you doing, but they did it according to his voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They sold bountifully. They sold in peace, not of covetousness.
Yes.
Right.
You can sow a covenant seed. You're sowing it, but you're mad as hell.
Yes, sir.
And it's not going to return. So that's why you stay in the same level. May I minister to my children, minister to those who submit to me as a father?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm here to get you out.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to pay close instruction to how God put pressure on your seed now. Pressure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you put pressure on your sowing to make you understand that you got to trust me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You can't stay on this same level.
Right.
Can't stay on the same
you can't level. Keep sowing the same amount.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Come on, sir.
Come on.
I know I'm out here.
Yes, sir.
But I got to minister to the people of God that they got hilarious souls online. People just soul, just dancing. And it's rising up.
Yes, sir.
The income is rising up.
Yes, sir.
Now we got to get these verses here. Miracle sowing is a lifestyle of sowing given by the Holy Ghost. Money coming came to set a pattern, set a way for people to give cheerfully. Mm-hmm. See?
Yes, sir.
You see, people did not, they used to run when I first started, they run and get buckets. I said, go put them buckets down. Them buckets is a reminder of y'all beggars. I don't want no, these people sowing freely. They used to run and put buckets. I said, hey, come here. Take that bucket. Ain't nobody asked you for no bucket. Because, see, people, the bucket giving is sort of a mentality of, I got to do this. This is free will.
Free will, yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
See, that's ever money coming brought on the scenery. And a lot of people think that the bucket worked better than the altar. But it doesn't. Because the altar freed people up for the bucket.
Yes, sir.
The bucket don't bother souls no more.
Right.
Bring the bucket on. I'm waiting on the doggone bucket. Where the bucket at?
Yep.
Well, yeah, see, because they're ready. Because they got free.
Yeah.
They got free from your slavery of giving.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, apostle.
Yeah.
See,
yes.
You're not giving under slavery now. You're giving under the Spirit of God giving. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Sow myself free.
Yes. Sow myself free.
I like that.
Yes.
I got a few more minutes. Let me tap it. Kotalalabashata. Let me tap into this. Money sowing is a lifestyle of sowing and giving by the Holy Ghost. These verses that we're about to read are going to reveal to you why it's working or why it's not working. Oh, yeah. The fifth verse. Go back to the fifth verse again. Therefore, I thought, see the Apostle Paul talking. Paul said, let me get you ready. Sometime Dan acted as the Apostle Paul for the last given to me as an apostle. Dan prophesied and told him, said, let's get it together. And Dan gave him a strategy of how to get it together. He said, you don't have no traveling. You don't have no hotel. I got to use it. I got to get it out.
Right.
You don't have no hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put that in there so you can sow bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. People don't like that.
True.
But
yes,
here's a man who got out of debt.
Yes, sir.
You're talking to a man who followed the man who out of debt. He out of debt.
Uh-huh.
Flying his own private jet.
Right.
You see? And he's telling you, this is how I did it.
Yes, sir.
See, he's one of the biggest giver in the ministry, in his father's life. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he do it.
Yes, sir.
I don't forgot how big a check he sent for my birthday. Well, how much was it? $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Clock away.
Yes, sir.
For birthday? See?
Yes, sir.
Sowing by grace. Sowing because you're getting results. Sowing cheerfully.
Cheerfully. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
Now look at verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth How?
Spare.
Underline that word. Shall what?
Reap.
That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And he which sows bountifully shall what?
Reap.
Now, sparingly and bountifully there are not amounts.
Right. Come on.
It's where you are.
Yes.
Sparingly and bountifully there is not amount.
Right.
It's where you are, what level you're on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
See, even when you low on cash or seed, you still can sow bountifully.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Remember that woman with the widow with the mite?
Yes, sir.
It touched Jesus, boy. And Jesus was sitting there watching the treasury. He wasn't watching the choir. I always liked that. Now, oh my goodness, look at verse 7. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, of necessity. What did he say? For God, what?
Loveth.
Now notice what happened when you give cheerfully. Look at the 8th verse. I think the Amplified Bible giver, put the Amplified Bible on the board. The 8th verse of this. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound every good work. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing. Good God Almighty. Every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Every favor and earthly blessing.
Yes, sir.
Come to you in abundance.
In abundance, yes, sir.
Every favor.
Every favor.
It, not some favor, every favor.
Every favor.
And earthly blessing.
Blessing.
Coming to you in abundance.
Coming to me in abundance. Yes, sir.
That sounds like money coming to me, right?
Yes, sir.
So that you may always and under all circumstances, whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance of every, for every good work and charitable donation.
Yep.
Powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
That's a powerful verse. Miracle sowing. Then I want you to look at, in my closing, at the harvest grace that we read, 2 Corinthians 9:8, the Amplified, you read it in the Message Bible, Ephesians 3:20, and Philippians 4:19. I want to close with, and I'm just teaching you, just teaching you some things. There are seeds of obedience sown in the right attitude and gratitude, sown in faith, expecting to receive. Never let fear stop you from sowing. God will never permit your seed to be marked. People sit there and watch people sowing and say, look, there you go again. There she go again. Let me give you this. The clarification I want you to have here is that when money coming was given some 27 years ago, the sowing or the seed came with it. I never have asked anybody to sow.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. The Holy Ghost runs this. Yes, because it's prophetical.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
In other words, I said your seed is prophesying to your harvest.
Yes.
When you sow, I want you to have expectation. Mm-hmm. But a cheerful giver is not just sowing to get.
That's right.
That's right. Right.
They saw him because God anointed him to sow, but the getting got to come with it because the resurrection followed the cross.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to turn to a passage that I think speak clearly about what I've been saying. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. I'm going to read it in the Message Bible. And this is how you're going to come out. I love this scripture. I preach this scripture around the world. Amos 9:13 in the Message Bible. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Won't be long now.
Won't be long now.
God decrees. He's talking about sowing now.
Yep, yep.
God decrees. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. My head's been swimming for years. You know what head swimming means, right? You kind of dither, you're kind of in, you're kind of out. You're kind of saying, is this really true? Oh, my goodness. Oh. Let me sit down.
Yes, sir.
One thing fast on the heels of the other. How many like that?
Yes, sir.
Look what the next statement said. Everybody read the next statement with me. Say it loud.
You won't be able to keep up.
Who? Come on, now, I need you believing.
Yes, sir.
See, we're not reading a fairy tale here.
Right.
You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, bless it. See, that's what I've been teaching to you, but that's where I'm trying to get you. See, this is a summation of where you're headed. This is what money coming. Ooh, I feel anointed. This is what money coming is all about. This is where God trying to get those particular people who gonna pay attention. Those people online. How many online now? Those people online right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. God trying to get them somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, bless it. Blessing like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. Not out of bottle. Man, I mean the Message Bible got blowing off. Blessing like wine pouring off the mountains and hills.
Yes, sir.
I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyard and drink good wine. They'll work their garden and eat fresh vegetable.
Yes, sir.
And I'll plant them on their own land, and they'll never be uprooted from the land I've given them. Let me tell you something. Let me close here. When you catch this revelation, you're going to move in zones that you never thought you could live in.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to give like to God's work like you never thought you'd give. Yes, you know, my wife and I will give $16,000 this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Gee, I'm the biggest giver in my ministry.
Yes, sir.
And this did it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir.
Little country boy from Geismar. Born with no television, no running water, bathed in a tub that you had to draw the water in and put it out and go outside if you want to use the bathroom. But then at the age of 27, I got saved. And then I began to love on God and seek God's face and wanted to know what he wanted me to do. And he kept telling me just some things I won't do for you. And I just kept being obedient to him and kept obeying him. Mm-hmm. And you all know the result.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. I didn't do it. The seed did it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
See. And then I told him down in New Orleans, God have made me Saul. I'm S-O-I-L now. I'm not only a soul, but I'm Saul. Yes, see, God, after you sow to a certain extent, God turned you into Saul. Mm-hmm. And where people know that if they're sowing you, they're going to get results.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But let them first be proved.
Yes, sir.
Let them have evidence.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can follow me if you want, but you're going to need a drink of water. Dr. Price was trying to clear them. He taught me about sowing big, but he's trying to clear it up with them before he started talking to them about prosperity. He was telling how him and Dr. Betty was the biggest sower in their church. I just watched him. I just follow him, watch him three times a day. Now I'm where he is.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you watching?
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it. Yeah! You didn't get it. Are you watching?
Yes, sir.
Are you paying close attention?
Yes, sir.
I stayed close to him. I didn't bump into him, but I stayed close to him and watch. And then all of a sudden, he sent for me to preach for him.
Yes, sir.
How'd that happen? In Los Angeles, California, the biggest church, I'm in God, I'm in Darrow with a few people. He want me to preach for him. Who did that?
Yes, sir.
Faithfulness. Just stay faithful, my friend. Stay faithful, and God will do great and mighty things. All right, Leroy. Yeah. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.